Every year, thousands of people come to Stuttgart, Arkansas to listen to calls from the wild that are worth thousands of dollars in prize money. We'll go there and take a listen to the competition. It's all on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. What is today an event that attracts thousands of people for thousands of dollars in prizes began in an unusual way.
Well, they started the duck calling contest in 1936, and it really began as a competition between some of the local hunters. They wanted to decide who was the best caller. And so they got in the back of a pickup truck on the tailgate, and each of them got up there and blew their duck call. Someone ran down to a sporting goods store and picked out a coat that cost $6.60, and they crowned the first winner, a guy from Mississippi, and he actually won the first contest, didn't use a duck call, he just used his hands.
Stephen Bell is a duck hunter and also with the local Chamber of Commerce. He says competitors qualify in state and regional events to make it here to call for the top prize.
Each caller is required to perform a 90-second routine. They are required to perform four different calls: a hail call, in which they actually call the ducks, a comeback call, in which they call the ducks back, a feed call, and a mating call.
If you're not a duck hunter, you might wonder how you judge such a noise.
Competition calling is a more exaggerated call, and it's a little bit louder. It's a way to objectively judge the duck calling. And so they actually, it's almost like performing a musical instrument.
A panel of five judges scores each contestant. The winner receives a prize package of over $15,000. Stuttgart is recognized as the duck hunting capital of the world, not only because of the competition, but because of its ideal location.
We're just in a natural area for the migration of the ducks when they fly south for the winter. We're between the Arkansas and the White River in the very heart of the Mississippi Flyway. We grow more rice here in Arkansas County than any other county in the country, so it's just a natural habitat.
Traveling the countryside in Stuttgart, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.